Today's Shir Masechta the Krisis Daf Dalet. We will begin on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, six lines from the top, Pa'eichel Chalev. Tana Rabbonim. It says in the Torah, Kol Chalev Shor V'Kesev V'Eiz Lo'y Soichlu. Says the Braisa, the fact that the Torah separates Shor Chesev V'Eiz, these three types of animals, L'chayev Al-Kolach Svach Derev Yishmol. The Torah is teaching us that if you eat three kezesim of chaylev from these three animals, you'll be chayev for every one separately. And as Rashi explains, the case that the Gemara is referring to is there was only one hasra. Because Rashi says, were there separate hasras, Rashi means to say, then it's obvious that you'd be chayev separately. The chiddush here is that there's one hasra, but since there are three different types of chaylev, you're chayev three separate times. Even though that too ought to be obvious, because we've learned, and we're going to speak a lot about this concept in this Masechta, Gufim Chlokim. We spoke the other day, if there's three women who are nidus, and a person has a relationship with three different women, who all have the same issue, he certainly chayiv three times karas. So why should this be any different? So the Mefarshim say, that even though we say Gufim Chlokim by people, we don't necessarily say Gufim Chlokim by behemoths. And certainly not by dead animals. They don't have that type of significance. Yet Rabbi Shmuel says the Torah, by saying it this way, means to say Yechayiv separately. You only chayiv one malchus. Suggest the Gemara. Name Bahakamifki. What is the basis of the Emachlekus? Rabbi Shmuel Sovar, Loikin Alav Shebecholos. This is a situation of Alav Shebecholos. Because the Torah says Kol Chaylev, and then which speaks about all types of Chaylev. And then says Shor Kesev Eiz, which are the distinct ones. So since we start with a Lav Shebeklolos, Rav Shmuel says you get it Malchus for Lav Shebeklolos. Rabbanan Savri ain't like a Lav Shebeklolos. You don't get Malchus for a Lav Shebeklolos. So actually, it's interesting to point out this sugya of Lav Shebeklolos comes up often enough in Shas, primarily in Masechta Makkos, and there it seems that ain't like an alav shebeklolos means that you don't get malchus at all. This Gemara seems to say you're getting malchus, but you don't get separate malchus, you only get one according to the Rabbanan if they hold ain't like an alav shebeklolos, which is sort of difficult to understand. So some of Farshim say, yes, that is the halach of ain't like an alav shebeklolos. Others say that there are two types of alav shebeklolos. Sometimes the Torah in alav shebeklolos speaks about two totally different issues. Example, the Torah says, Kikol sar v'chol dvash lo satiru. You can't put sar, you can't put dvash on the mizbeach. Sar is sar, dvash is dvash. So that represents a lav shebeklolos that you don't get malchus. Here, all of the issues that are being discussed are the same. We're talking about chaylev. Chaylev v'shar, chaylev v'kesev, chaylev v'eiz. And therefore, everybody agrees that you'll get at least one malchus. So, suggest the Gemara, that is what their machlokes is about. Says Marlo. Lailam Sam Rabbi Shmuel agrees that ain't like in Lash Beklos. You don't get Malchus. Vishani Hoch. Here, there's a different point. The Miasle Kro. The Pasuk is superfluous. Because Nichtav Kro, it would have been adequate if the Torah HaKadosh would have just said, Kol Chaylev Loi Sechaylu. Shah V'chesev Eiz Lomeli. Why did the Torah have to say Shah V'chesev Eiz? Shmam Minol L'chalik. And Tosfos points out, if it's the whole point is just L'chalik, so what do you need three words to teach us that? It would have been enough with one or two. Rabbanim. So how did Rabbanim defend himself? Say to Rabbanim, Elik Siv, Shav Chesav Eiz, had the Torah not written these words, Havamina, Afila Chaylev, Chay B'mashma. Then not only is the Chaylev of a Behema Osir, but even the Chaylev of a Chay is Osir. L'chach, Kosser, Shav Chesav Eiz, which are all types of Behemoths, not Chayis, lahochi ksiv shav chesav eiz, lememra to teach us, the chaylev shav chesav eiz, hu da osur. That type of chaylev is osur, avil chaylev of the chay, the chaylev of a chay ishari is permitted. Interesting question in the achroinim, because this is a very relevant question. Not that we really eat that much chay meat, but whenever you have chay meat, a deer is an example, is there chaylev deraisa? It seems from our Gemara that there is no chaylev by a chayah. So certainly everybody agrees, everyone agrees, that the Giranosha v'chaya, and all the chelev around the Giranosha is asur. Everybody also agrees that the veins, the gidin of v'chaya are asur. There is a machloikus or achroinim. What does the Gemara mean by saying here that the chelev of v'chaya, there is no chelev? Doesn't mean all chelev. Whatever is a chelev in a behema is not chelev in a chaya. That's the way the Mashal paskins. Others say only what's considered chelev on a behema, that you put that on the Mizbeach, because we know the chelev of a behema is put on the Mizbeach, will not be considered chelev by a chaya. But if it's chelev on a behema, but it's not the type of chelev that's put on the Mizbeach, that is also by a chaya as well. Says the Gemara, Shapar Kamalei. So Rabbanan are making a wonderful point. That the reason the Torah had to say Shor Chesed Ve'ez is to teach us this very halacha, that only by behema is chelev also, not bechayev. Answers the Gemara, Elohainu. The reason for Bishmal is dim the kesavar. If all the Torah is trying to teach us that is the chayl of behemoth's asur, not the chayl of a chaya, in kein lichtav, it would have been adequate for the Torah to say kol chayl of shor loisa chaylu kesav eiz lamali. Why did the Torah have to add those words? Shma min alachalik. So in other words, Rabbi Shmuel is saying that to teach us the lesson of behemoth not chaya, it would have been enough for the Torah just to say shor. By the Torah adding the words kesav eiz, it's also teaching us the din of lechalik. How did Rabbanan respond? Rabbanan savri, ikas rachmana kol chelav shor. If the Torah would have only written the words chelav shor, hava mina nelav shor shor misinai. We all remember the pasuk in the Seres Adibris by Shabbos. The Torah says leman yenuach shor chavachar merecha. But even though the Torah in that pasuk only speaks about shor, we know it means all types of animals. Ma'agav Sinai, even though the Torah uses the word shor, it means chayiv oif ki yoitz ben, doesn't mean specifically a shor, it also means chayiv oif. I would say in this pasuk as well, af gabachila, even though the Torah only writes the word shor, chayiv oif ki yoitz ben, the chayiv oif have the same din. Lahochi kos rachman shor, the kesav eiz, that's why the Torah had to write out Shor Kesav Eiz. Remember the Hanihud Asur, that only the Chalev of these animals is Asur, of Chai V'Oif, Shari is Mutter. So the Achroidim ask, how could the Gemara say we would have made Xeris Shava? We would have made Xeris Shava, that just like by the Saras Adibris, the word Shor means all animals, here too. We have a rule that ain't Adam Dom Xeris Shava Matzmoy. You can't make up your own Xeris Shavas. So what is the Gemara saying? He would have made such a Xeris Shava. So the Chaim say a beautiful teretz. The concept of Ein Adam Don Gzeir Shava Ma'atzmai means as follows. I can't make up Gzeir Shava. But the Gzeir Shava of Shor Shor is not limited to this area. It's used in other places. It's only a question of application. Applying an existing Gzeir Shava, that is permissible. Says the Gemara, so now we understand Rabbanan back. How does Rabbi Shmuel defend himself? We need this pasuk to teach us only the chel of a behemah is asur, not the chel of a chaya. Shapa kamalei al hanatama. This is Rabbi Shmuel's reasoning. The ksaver he holds nichtav kol chel kesev leisachelu. The Torah could have just said the chel of a kesev of a sheep. Inami kol chel of eiz leisachelu. Why does the Torah have to say shor the kesev eiz lamali shmamin al chalik to teach us the lesson? We could have of that of excluding chaya, I could have just had it with kesav eiz. By adding the other animals, shma min al chalik. Rabbanan savri, how did Rabbanan respond? Ikasu kol chelav kesav. If the Torah would have only written about the chelav of a sheep, havamina chelav kesav asur. Only the chelav of a sheep is asur. However, b'shar ve'eiz shari, the chelav of an ox or a goat is mutter. But then you'll ask, my elma the kesef, why should the chelav of the sheep mean any more awesome than the chelav of any other animal? The halacha is that the only animal that when you bring it on a carbon, not only that the tail of the animal should be put on the mizbeach, is by a sheep. If you find in the Torah speaks about the emurim of a bechor. And there too we have that the Torah says that you have to burn the emurim of a shor and a kesef and an eiz. And the same question comes up. What do the Torah have to single out? The shor, the emurim bekesev, and the kesev be singled out, the emurim be'ez, and the eiz to be singled out. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, ach b'chor shor v'kesev eiz, And the Braisa explained itself. Tzrichi. Dikos of Shor, had the Torah only written the halacha of the Emurei Shor, Havamina, we might have come to the conclusion, Kesev Eiz lo yimpinimina. We can't learn the halacha of Kesev Eiz from Shor. Why? Therefore, the Iklamifrak, we would have said, Malashor, Shekenes Rabbah Minasachim. We've learned many times in our Shiurim that when you bring an animal as a carbon, you have to bring Nesachim along. We've also learned, based on the size of the animal, is the size of the Nesachim. And since the Shor is the largest animal that's brought as a carbon, the Nesachim of the Shor are the largest Nesachim. So we would say, yes, a Shor that has this din, that it has very large Nesachim, that's why it has also the din of Emrin, and also in our Gemara has the din of Chalif. Nichta Rechmana B'Kesef, and continues the Braisa. Had the Torah only written the word Kesef, the Nelev, and we would suggest, Shava Kesef, Shava Eiz M'Kesef, that we should learn the halacha of Shava Eiz from Kesef, that also wouldn't work, as we just learned. Because we would say, Ikla Mifrach, we would ask, Mala Kesef, the sheep has this unique attribute, Shekenes Rava Ba'alya, that it's the only animal that sheep, that tail is burnt on the Mizbeach. On the other hand, Nichta Rechmana Eiz, should the Torah just write A's, and then the nail is Shavu Chesamine, we should learn the halacha of Shavu Kesef from it? That wouldn't work either. Because Ikla Mifrach, Mala A's, Shekenes Rabbe Eitz Lavodz Kachavim. The halacha is that if somebody worships Avodah Zara, even though normally, as we just finished learning extensively in Temura, Karmi Chattis is a female, that you have to bring a special animal out of a goat. So that's why each one of these animals has to be mentioned individually. However, the Gemara doesn't let up. Indeed, says the Gemara, Minchad lo yapinan. You can't learn the halacha of any one animal from one animal. But ask the Gemara, Nichta Trati, the Torah shouldn't have had to write all three animals, Shor v'chesev eis. The Torah should have just written two, the Nelev chod matati, and then we'll learn the halacha of the third animal from the two that would have been written. Says the Gemara, let's figure it out. Hey, Dane, how would you go? Nelef, are you suggesting that we should learn the halacha of Shor from Kesev Eiz? That just like by Kesev Eiz, there's a halacha of Amrim. Just like by Kesev Eiz, there's a halacha of Chalif. So too by Shor won't work. Because Islam Pircha, we would ask a question. Mal Kesev Eiz, Shekenes Rabbe Eitz LaPesach. A carbon Pesach could only come from a sheep or a goat. Shor not. So you can't learn the halacha from Shor, of Shor, from Kesev Eiz. Shekenes Rabbe Eitz LaPesach. Loi Nichtav Kesef, do you want that the Torah should omit a Kesef? The Nelef, and we should learn the halacha of a Kesef, of a sheep, Mishar Ve'ez, that wouldn't work either. Because Islam Pircha, Malashar Ve'ez, Shekenes Rabbe Eitz LaVodz Kachavim. Those are animals that are brought sometimes as a Karmav Avodah Zarah. A Kesef is never. Parham Dovash Atzibur, the A's that I just discussed. Loi Nichtav A's, the Torah should omit A's. The Nelef, Mishar Ve'kesef, that also wouldn't work. Because Islam Pircha, Malah Shor V'Kesef, Sheken Yesh Bo Tzad Riboy. The Shor has larger Nesachim, the Kesef has the tail. Eiz has nothing like that. Hilkach, La Yafu Ma'adadi. So what have we just finished proving? Shor, Kesef, Eiz, each have very unique attributes. And since they have these very unique attributes, you can't learn the halacha of one from the other, or even from two, from one from two. So now, the Rabbanan position is very understandable. The Torah had to specifically write Shor Chesev Eiz by Chalif because I couldn't learn one from the other. So how are you, Rabbi Shmuel, saying as we began today's shir that the fact that the Torah wrote all three of these animals should teach us L'chalik? Shapa Kamalei, Rabbanan are making a very strong point. So the Gemara goes back to the beginning. Elot Olam Tam, Rabbi Shmuel. The reason of Rabbi Shmuel is Kraminim Mekara, as we began this year. Because Imkei Nichtav Kol Chalev, it should have been enough that the Torah should have just written the word Kol Chalev for Lishtek, and that should be enough. My Amrit, what are you going to argue? Hi, the cost of Shor V'Chesev Eiz, that the reason the Torah had to write Shor V'Chesev Eiz, L'Misr Chalev Chaya, is to teach us that Chalev Chaya is Mutter? I don't need that. Because says Rabbi Shmuel, I have a different Raya. Because look at this pasuk. This pasuk that we began our shiur with today, in which subject is this pasuk found? It's found in the parsha of Kachim, of Kabanis. And as we've learned, You can never bring a carbon from a chaya. So that's how we know that there's no chayla bechaya. Ha, ki kosov kro, this pasuk that we began with, b'dini the kachim. And we have a rule, davar halom minyanai, when we look at the context, and the context is kachim, and kachim is only by behemoth. V'davar halom minyanai, and that's how I know that a chaya is excluded from the loch of chayla. And therefore, Shav Kesav Eis, says Rabbi Shmuel, remain superfluous to teach us l'chalak. But what does this seem to say? That the Rabbanan don't hold of this type of limud of Dhamva Halamid Binyanai? Mechlal, the Rabbanan Savri, lo yapinin Dhamva Halamid Binyanai? How could that be? We all say every morning, Dhamva Halamid Binyanai is one of the Shalosh Yasser Midrash, Atari in the Dreshes Behen. Says Merloi. Of course that can't be pshat. The Kula Alma Yalpinan Dhamva Halamid Binyanai. Everybody learns that type of a limud. So what is their machlokes about? Vachbaha Pilkir. Rishmal Savar, made them lav milav, bein milav, and bein milav the karis. The parasha of kachim teaches us the din of karis. The parasha of chaylev is a parasha of a lav. So the question is, could you learn the halacha of a lav from the parasha of a karis? Rishmal says it's not a problem. So even though kachim is karis, and this is a lav, it doesn't bother me to learn one from the other. And Rabbanan lav mi lav yalpinen, if one subject is a lav, then we can learn down another subject that involves a lav. Lav mi karis lo yalpinen. I obviously skipped the part in the parentheses. Vibay sema, another way of understanding the Rabbanan. Hainu tamayid Rabbanan. Kramale ramari l'rev zvid. El ma'ato, if you are correct, aliyah de chulin titzer, why isn't the aliyah of a sheep asr, amalei, so to which he responded, alech amakra, the Torah when it speaks about chaylev, pasuk we began with, says, kol chaylev shav kesev eis, to teach us, davar shav b'shlosh nabinim. Only a piece of meat that is applicable to all three of these animals has the aloch of chaylev. Veleka, and that's only by a sheep, not by shar and eis. Hilkach, so obviously say the Rabbanan, ki osa shar v'chesav eis, what is the purpose of the Torah teaching us these words? The mishra aliyah chulin dasa, to teach us that the tail of a kesev is not considered chaylev. Ask the Gemara Bishmol, where will he know that lach from? Bishmol amalach, im kein lech the krah, kol shcheles shar v'kesev. If the point is just to teach us that all the animals have the same cuts that are osur, so you don't have to say shav v'chesav eis. You could have gotten to that point by just mentioning two animals. Eis lamali. Why did the Torah have to mention a third animal besides the kesev? And one other animal should be enough. Shemami no l'chalak. However, makes the Gemara the point. On Rav Chanina, Moed Rav Shmuel in your carbon. Even though Rav Shmuel began to shear that if somebody eats these three separate kezesim of these three types of animals, he's chayiv three chatos. That's only regarding the chayiv carbon chatos. But when we speak about a carbon, she may be al chatos esa. You only bring one carbon chatos. Even Rabbi Shmuel will agree. Why? Says the Gemara, d'loy dame hadein l'lav derayis. We spoke the other day, beginning in the Masechta, and that's how we learned Pshat in the Mishnah, that if somebody violated, Rachman al-Tzlan, multiple situation of erva, he has to bring a separate chatas for every case. Because they're totally distinct. Here, they're all chalif. Yes, the Torah distinguishes chalif shav kesav eis, but it's not to that degree that there should be a chiv carbon separate for each one. Amar chanina, murder shmol in your carbon, shay mevi chalat saatskos. My tam d'loy dame hadein l'lav derayis. Ask the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan. The pasuk says, Vasa achas vasa heina. L'chayva kol achas v'achas. The Torah says, you could be chayv separate chatos for each situation. What does that mean? Shemach chaylev v'chaylev. If you eat the exact same chaylev, b'shnei halomis, but you ate chaylev, then you realize you ate chaylev, and then you ate chaylev again, you chayv shtayim. You chayv two separate karmen chatos. Furthermore, shtei shemes behalem achas. If you ate the chaylev of two different animals, or two different animals at the same time, chayv shtayim, chayv tu chatos. And that Gemara makes its point. Amar Rechamel Rav Chisda. Bishlama, the first case that was mentioned in this Braisa. Shemech b'shnei halomis, chayiv shtayim. If there was two separate halomis, that you chayiv two separate chatos, very understandable. B'shem d'chalomis b'chalkim. As I described the case. You ate the chalif, you realize you ate chalif, and then you ate it again. So there's nothing to connect those two acts. Elish shnei shemes b'halom echad, if you ate two kezesim, and it was all b'halom echas, amai chayiv shtayim, why you chayiv two kam chatos, you have to realize you did a very in between, and that didn't happen. Amalei, he says, you're right. If you ate two different types of chaylev with one halama, you'd only be chayv one karmen chatos. So why here does the Braisa say you chayv two chatos? Hachamai skinen, docha chaylev denoiser. It's not because you chayv two because of two different types of chaylev. You chayv because the two averis you were over. You were over chaylev. You over the Aver of Noiser as well. The Mechai B'Shem Noiser or B'Shem Chalif. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, it's obviously Kodesh. Because you can't have Noiser unless it's Hegdish. So there should be a third Chatas, Noiser. Amloim Kein Chai B'Shem Kodesh. There ought to be a third Chatas. Elam Rav Sheshes, going to Ochel Chalif of the Hegdish. It's not Noiser, it's just Chalif of the Hegdish. And represents the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, Ochel chaylev nevela, ochel chaylev mekudoshim chayv shtayim, Yudai chaylev mekudoshim loik shalosh. And as the Rishonim point out, actually, even the Rabbanan agree chayv too. But Rabbi Yehuda's point is even stronger, so that's what the Gemara is saying, the kashas from Rabbi Yehuda. It says the Gemara, mechaykele b'marava, so in Eretz Yisrael, when they heard this discussion, they said, v'nukmalei, why are we having such a hard time with this Braisa? That was saying that you ate many kezesim with one halama and you chayiv separate chatos. Why do we have such a hard time? Why don't we say, as we started today's shir, that it's a situation kagoyim, the chayil, the shav, the kesaves, you ate chayil of different types of animal, and it represents the opinion of Yehuda that we started today, the opinion of Yishmael that started today's shir, that if you ate the chayil of three different types of animal, you get three malchus. So why are we having such a difficult time with the Braisa? The answer is, why don't we just explain that this Braisa is following the opinion of Yishmael? Because, as we just learned, Dam Rav Chanina, Maidar Yishmael in your carbon, even Rav Yishmael that says that you chayiv separate chatos for the different types of animals, shen chayiv ala chatos achas. Ask the Gemara, hashta nam Rav Yehuda lemetukma. So what are you trying to say, that the Braisa is following the opinion of Yehuda? Yes, Rav Yehuda says, chayiv Mukudashim, Yechayiv multiple. Dom Rabbi Shmuel, Mother Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda that has this strict opinion agrees when Yekarm Sheni Mevel Chatas Achas. So we're back to where we started. Why, if you ate multiple chaylev with one halama, does the Braisa say you bring many chatos? Even Rabbi Shmuel says you bring many chatos. And even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say, they only speak about Malkus, not about chatos. Answers the Gemara. Ela Amar Shlokim Shir Batatoy. Hocha Maiskinen. Kigoin Shachem Shnei Tamchuim. The Chaylev was prepared in two different ways. Valiver Bishmol. Doma Tamchuim Echolokim. If it was prepared in different paths, it was prepared in different ways, then they're considered separate even for carbon. And that's how we understand the Braisa. When you ate multiple Kazesim in one Halama, it will be prepared differently. And it's interesting. The Mefarshim make a very interesting observation. If it comes from different types of animals, even though the taste of animals is different, that isn't enough of a chiluk. But here it seems to be, it's from the same animal, but it was prepared two different ways, that is more of a distinction than different animals. Interesting observation. Gufa. Says the Gemara, Ochel chaylev nevela, we quoted this on the bottom of the Amud Aleph, Ochel chaylev nevela, loik ishtayim. You get two malchus. Chaylev mekdoshim, if you eat the chaylev mekdoshim, like a shtayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chayil mekudoshim, like a shalosh. You get three. Three malchus. Amalei Rishiz b'Rava, b'shamer Rabbi Yehuda. I understand the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Hanad iksiv kroy, chukus oilem, kol chayilav shor v'chesav v'ez lois t'chayilu, v'kol zol lo yechel kodesh. So we have, the pasuk of chukus oilem is one laugh, kol chayilav shor v'chesav is a second laugh, v'kol zol lo yechel kodesh is a third laugh. Hatlas Alavin. And that's why you get three Malkus. El Rabbanon, why do Rabbanon say you only get two? Don't we have three Pesukim? El Rabbanon, my Tami. How do we understand the Pesuk of the Rabbanon? The Pesak of the Rabbanon? Answer the Gemara. Kesavri. It is the opinion of the Rabbanon. Lav the Chukus Olam Bekotshim. Vlav the Chayel Shabbos Kulin. These two Pesukim speak about different subjects. One Pesuk speaks about Kotshim exclusively. And one Pesuk speaks about Chulin exclusively. So, when you do Kotshim, you only have that Pesuk. When you eat Chulin, you only have that Pesuk. Why do we have to have, explained the Rabbanon, separate Pesukim for Kotshim and Chulin? V'tzrichi. We have to have separate Pesukim for Kotshim and for Chulin. Because Rechman b'Kotshim, had the Torah only spoken about Kotshim, have mina Kotshim u'dechamiri, Kotshim are very strict, dosu chalbay. And that's why the chayil of a Kotshim are asur. Avachulin, which are not as holy and therefore not as strict as Kotshim, Emeloi, should not be treated the same way. Shemachi Kos Rachmana Kol Chaylev, Shor. That's what the Torah had to say, that the Chaylev of Chulin is awesome. Vi Kos Rachmana Chaylev Shor, had the Torah only spoken about the Chaylev of a Shor, Havamina, Chaylev the Chulin who dasser. It's the Chaylev of the Chulin that's awesome. Vishundloi Hutta Machlaloi. Because there's never a situation, and this is not the pshat that Rashi learns. Rashi learns a very complicated pshat. I'm going to learn a Taisus pshat, much easier. Because we never have a precedent that the chaylev of chulin should be mutter. Ava chaylev mukdashim. When we speak about chaylev of hagdish, dot mechlala, where? We learned it on Amun Aleph. Where we find that the ali of a kesef is put on the mizbeach, have a mina medahuta chablin, that's mutter. That midchuta alyon ishtri nami chalbon. That's why tzrichi. So that's what the rabbanim say. You can't learn chaylev kotshim from chulin, nor chulin from kotshim. That's why each one is a separate lav. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. What's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda sava kiksev kol chayl shor binyan the kotshim. Since that pasuk is in the parish of kotshim, it's obvious that it's not only speaking about Chulin, it's speaking about Kotshim as well. Ask the Gemara as it did in Amun Aleph. El Mechlal the Rabbanon Savri. Does that mean that the Rabbanon hold Loi Alpin Dava Minyanoi? That we don't look at the context? So it's not a Loi. Of course, the Kula Alma Yal Pin Dava Alamid Binyanoi. Everybody, even the Rabbanon agree, we look at the context. Ba'akamafki. What is the Machlaikis? As we learned in Amun Aleph. Yudisavel made him Lav Milav for Lav Mikoris. We can even learn a context, even though it's not identical. This is only a lav, and the context is kotshim, which is a chorus. Rabban and Savri, lav, milav. If the context is identical, so then it's a legitimate dava halam minyanoi. Lav, mi chorus, lo yopinen. Says the Gemara. Tanya, kol chelev kol dam lo yisechelu. Ma chelev lo yikishtayim. Just like, as we just learned, even the Rabbanan agree. Just like by chaylev, we get two malchus. Af dam loikishtayim. If somebody eats dam, he gets two sets of malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. V'cham maimrim, ein bayel hazar achas. Ask the Gemara. Umay shna, chaylev the loikishtayim b'loy akesha. Why does everybody agree that by chaylev, you get two malchus, even the Rabbanon? The kasa by trei ka. Because they're two psukim. One psuk is, kol chaylev v'chol dam loisechelu. So you have two psukim. And therefore the two psukim teach us two lavim. Ask the Gemara. So the same should be by dam. Dam nami belev hakesha nukishtayim. Without hakesha by dam, you should also get two malchus. The ksibe tre lavim. Aren't there two lavim? One lav is kolchel v'chol dam lo yisechelu. And there's another pasuk. V'chol dam lo yisechelu v'chol lo yisechelu v'chol mish v'sechem. So we have two psukim here. So why are you saying that by chaylev you get two malchus and by dam you only get one? Says the Gemara, you're right. The way to understand the brayse is as follows. Eleima, ma chaylev loy kishalosh, af dam loy kishalosh. That's Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan say you'll only get two by dam. Ask the Gemara, umayishna chaylev loy kishalosh, why by chaylev do you get three? There's these two lavin, and also there's a lav of Zaris. Says the Gemara, Hatlas dam nami. So you have the same situation by dam. Answers the Gemara, Itzrich. Kusakadat chamina hoil v'sma dam mitumma. Just like dam doesn't have a din of tumma, which we'll explain in a moment, l'smat mizaris, the same din as by zaris, k'mash malon, akesha. That we should treat dam the same way as we do chalif. Ask the Gemara, el rabbanon, that don't compare dam to chalif, and say that by chalif there's three, but by dam there's only two. What does the Chayakish teach us? El rabbanon hakesh l'may osa, answers the Gemara, rebar lechertanya. Chal chalif v'chal dam lo yisa chalu, ma chalif miyuchad, shechalif, chal, chal, sorry. And the halacha is that the chalif and the basar of a non-kosher animal don't combine. And you can't, it's not if you eat a half kazayas of chalif and a half kazayas of basar. It's as if you ate a kazayas. Oitzi, af dam, shadam chalak m'psari. The same thing as the dam. The dam and the basar don't combine. Says the Gemara. Oitzi, but it comes to exclude, dam shrotzim, that if somebody eats the dam of a sheretz, hoyal dein dam cholak mepsom, since the dam of a sheretz is treated the same way as the boss of a sheretz, they both have the same isser, that's why mitzdarfim. So posh pshat in the Gemara, the posh pshat in Gemara, is we're talking from a halachic perspective. The boss of an animal is mutter, the chalav of an animal is osser. The boss of an animal is mutter, the dam of a chalif is osur. And therefore they never could combine. By sheretz, they're both osur. And therefore they could combine. They're always both osur. That's why they always could combine. That's the way most mefarshim learn. I did see that the Ragachov says pshat, interesting pshat. He says that it's a physical fact. The dam of a sheretz and the meat of a sheretz are all one. Mashenken, however, by an animal, the chalif, the dam, and the basar are three distinct entities. Ask the Gemara, is this the source for this halacha? For hama hacha nafka? Mahasam nafka. Isn't this learned from somewhere else? Isn't it learned from the pasuk zelachem atamei? Limed al dam asheretz, shvesheretz shemitztafen zemizeh. So I don't need this pasuk that teaches this, that the dam of the sheretz and the sheretz meat combine. Answers the Gemara, ilaf hakesha, were I not to have the kesha, that this hekesh, sakadat chamina, hani milil tumma. Where do they combine? That the dam and the boss of a sheretz combine for the tumah sheretz. Avla chila, regarding the isra chila of a sheretz, they don't combine. Ashmina akesha lachila. Om Ravina, so makes Ravina the point. Hilkach, dam nachash. Nachash is not one of the, nachash is a sheretz, but it's not a tumah de sheretz. The Torah speaks about shmona shrotzim, eight shrotzim that are tumah. The nachash not being in the list. Hilkach, dam nachash ubsarai mitzdarfim. The dam of the nachash and the basar do combine. Ask the Gemara, Mike Mashmon. Hainu Akesha, haven't we just finished learning that the Hekesh teaches us that they combine? Answers the Gemara, Sakadait Chamina, where do they combine? Sheretz, the Srabila Tumma, Srabila Chila. Only by the Shrotzim that are Tameh, that's where there's Alocha that the dam and the basar combine. However, nachash, the lowest Srabila Tumma, a nachash which is not Tomei, as I just said, maybe there is no halacha that the dam and the basar of that sheretz combine. Lo is rabbi lachila, k'mashma l'akesha, kom mili, the ein dama cholik m'basara, mashma. Wherever the dam and the basar are not separate, it makes no difference if it's a tomei de gesheretz or a non-tomei de gesheretz, they combine. I saw Gval de Gavars from Rabbeinu Bechaya. He says, you know what? Why indeed is the nachash not one of the shemana shrotzim? What is Shemana Shrotzim, the Tameh? What more than a Nachash represents Tumah? So if anything should be a Tameh Sheretz, it should be a Nachash. Yet we find that the Nachash, our Gemara just finished saying it, is not Tameh. Why? He says a beautiful word. He says, if a Nachash were Tameh, people would stay away from a Nachash. We don't want people to stay away from a Nachash. We want when the Nachash is there to kill the Nachash. And sometimes people get mixed up with their Frumkeit. And they're gonna not kill the nachash. We don't want that. So that's why the Torah didn't make the nachash tamei. Amarava. Shalosh krisis hamurit b'dam. The Torah mentions a chiv karas by dam three times. Lamai. Why? It says the Gemara achsel dam chulin. Want to teach us the dam of chulin is asur. Vachas adam kotshim is asur. Vachas adam atamtsis. Adam atamtsis, as we discussed many times in Masechta Zvachim, means that when you shecht an animal, so the lifeblood comes out, spurts out, and then after that drains out, the last drop is called adam atamtsis. Ask the Gemara, Hanicha, so this understanding is fine according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, as the Brisa says, Dama Tamsis, the Tanakama holds, the Dama Tamsis is only Bezhar, it's only a laugh. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Bekaris. So now we understand where Rabbi Yehuda gets that halacha from. El Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon indeed hold, that there is no Chiv Karis by Dama Tamsis, Hahil Mayasa, what would that third mention of Karis come to teach us? And now says the Gemara, but feel of Yehuda, even according to Yehuda, Karis Nafgale, that there is a halacha of dam, by dam atamtsis, we don't learn it from this, we learn it from kol dam. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda mit dam, it would have been enough for the Torah to say dam, ma tam aloy mit kol dam, only el adam kotshim, only dam kotshim, shen nefesh yoitzba, with that, the dam anefesh, shem chaper, dam chulim adam atamtsis menayin, tam aloy mit kol dam. So the question is very strong. How, according to Rabbanim, we certainly don't need the third mention of dam, because they hold dam tamsus is not chayiv karis, and even Rabbi Yehuda learns it from kol dam. So why does the Torah say dam three times? Aleima, echladam kat chulin, echladam katshim, vechladam kisui. So, dam kisui, what does dam kisui mean? Dam kisui means that we know that when you shecht a chayiv oif, you have to do kisui adam. And the halacha is that even that dam is asur. And as I mentioned always, and it all comes together in today's shiur. On one hand, the chaya has a chumra that has to have kisui adam. A beim doesn't. On the other hand, as we learned at the beginning of our shiur, the chaylev of a chaya is mutter, the chaylev of a beim is asur. So the Rishonim debate, why do I need a pasuk to teach us the dam kisui is asur? What's the difference from any other dam? So Rashi says that we would think since the dam is covered with sand, so since the dam is covered with sand, it's not considered dam because it has the sand on it. Kamashmon, that's still considered dam and has the chiv of dam. That's how Rashi learns. Taisus doesn't understand Rashi because he says, Mamanavshach, if there's so much sand, that's mevatel the dam, so the dam is bottle. And if there isn't, so it's still dam. So Taisus says, the Torah, when it speaks about the Isadam, says, Al Oritz Tishbechenu Kamayim. What does that mean? You could just spill out the dam. That type of dam is Osir. This is not dam that you could dispose. It's dam that you have to do the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. And therefore, it's not in the category of Al Oritz Tishbechenu Kamayim. And maybe therefore it shouldn't be included in the Isadam. So I need a pasuk to teach us that it is. But then I saw the Mefarshim ask a very interesting question. There's a fundamental halacha in Hilchos Kashrus, that something that's pogum is not considered a food. It's not, it loses its identity. So dam that's covered by sand is pogum. So why is it asur? Why do I need a pasuk that it's asur? It's pogum. So the simple tarot that some of Farshim suggest is just because it's covered by sand doesn't make it pogum. Another pshat is that something that was always pogum, what's the definition of pogum? The definition of pogum means that it was always pogum. Here that it became pogum because you poured sand on it doesn't give it the dinner pogum. Vamer Rava continues the Gemara. Chamish lav namurim b'dam loma. What does the Torah say five times as a chiv dam? Lav by dam. Achs dam chulim, vachs dam kotshim, vachs dam kisui, vachs dam evorim. The dam that comes out of a organ, vachs dam tamsis, which we spoke about earlier. Continues the Gemara. Amrav illa. Ochel maisa dogim v'tirish. If somebody ate maisa sheni, which we know the halacha is, the maisa sheni is supposed to be brought to Yerushalayim. If you ate them outside of Yerushalayim, like a shalish. Ask the Gemara, again as we started our shir, vein like an alash b'chlalif, answers the Gemara, shani hacha, the miyasri kra, the entire pasuk is extra. Michti, kasrachman, it already says in the pasuk, v'chalt l'fnei Hashem alakecha, masa d'gonch v'tzirosh v'yitzirecha, b'fnim in, b'chutz loy, that only may be eaten in Yerushalayim, not outside Yerushalayim. Lomali l'kos rachmana, why did the Torah have to repeat? L'such lech v'sherecha, mas d'gonch v'sroch v'sherecha, lechalik. Ask the Gemara, that isn't a good answer. Imahu, if we only had the pasuk of achat lefnei Hashem lekecha, have a mina hanemil ba'asei, that you chayv a separate mitzvah asei for the goncha tirosh chavitzrecha. Av beloy, belav loy, but not for lav. Amtel hocha kos rechmona, lesuchel lech me belav. That's why I need the pasuk. Vadayin, and still it'll be lav shbeklolosu. What do I need? So how could I say that the pasuk is coming to teach us that you get separate lavin? We could say we need the pasuk to teach us that you chayif, and not only is that a problem because I need the pasuk for that purpose to teach me there's a lav, but it's even a lav shbeklolos. Answers the Gemara. In kei neim krolosuch alachlam. The pasuk already identified. So all the Torah should have, if the Torah wanted to teach us a lav, it could have just used the word la'achlam. La'soch la'achlam b'sherecha. Mas the gancha tirosh chavitzurecha la'mali. Why did the Torah have to identify each one? The yichud achil the kol chad v'chad to teach us that there's a separate malchus, there's a separate lav for the gancha tirosh chavitzurecha. Going back to the beginning of the shir, that we eat in basra achas, a behelam achas, outside of Yerushalayim. But the two interesting points that I saw, since the Torah says this pasuk in the word leisuch l'echol, eating, so normally we know that whenever we speak about shiurim, so the shiur of a food, of a salad, is a kazayis. The shiur of a liquid is a revius. Tireshcha means wine. If you look in the Rambam says the shiur of wine that's eaten outside Yerushalayim of Ma'is Hasheni to be chayiv, it's not a revius, it's a kazayis. Why? Because the pasuk, he's basing it on the pasuk. And what is the word of the pasuk? Achila. Achila always means a kazayis. There's also another interesting dig that the Achroina make in the Rambam. We know, we've quoted this many times, very fundamental machlokes rishonim. If the din maisa midaraisa, on which fruit does it apply? One opinion is, it's only the gancha tirosh chavitzarecha, as the pasuk implies. A second opinion that we've quoted, that it's an all Zion Haminim. And a third opinion is that it's all fruits, the Rambam's opinion. Even though the Rambam holds, there's a chiv of taking Trumas and Maisas from all fruits, the lav that we just spoke about, of Leisuch Alecho, is only on the three fruits that the Torah speaks about, the Gancha, Tirosh, Chavitzarecha, not in any other fruit, even if the Rambam holds a Zechi Maisa by them, with the Raisa.